Divine Office. Evening Prayer. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
He comes, the desire of all human hearts. His dwelling place shall be resplendent with glory. Alleluia.
He comes, the desire of all human hearts. His dwelling place shall be resplendent with glory. Alleluia.
I rejoiced when I heard them say, "Let us go to God's house." And now our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem.
He comes, the desire of all human hearts. His dwelling place shall be resplendent with glory. Alleluia.
Jerusalem is built as a city, strongly compact. It is there that the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord.
He comes, the desire of all human hearts. His dwelling place shall be resplendent with glory. Alleluia.
For Israel's law it is there to praise the Lord's name. There were set the thrones of judgment of the house of David.
He comes, the desire of all human hearts. His dwelling place shall be resplendent with glory. Alleluia.
For the peace of Jerusalem pray. Peace be to your homes. May peace reign in your walls, in your palaces peace.
He comes, the desire of all human hearts. His dwelling place shall be resplendent with glory. Alleluia.
For love of my brethren and friends, I say peace upon you. For love of the house of the Lord, I will ask for your good.
He comes, the desire of all human hearts. His dwelling place shall be resplendent with glory. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
When you rose from the dead, Lord Jesus, you formed the church into your new body and made of it the new Jerusalem, united in your spirit. Give us peace in our day. Make all nations come to your church to share your gifts in fellowship, that they may render you thanks without end and come to your eternal city.
He comes, the desire of all human hearts. His dwelling place shall be resplendent with glory. Alleluia.
Come, Lord, do not delay. Free your people from their sinfulness.
Come, Lord, do not delay. Free your people from their sinfulness.
Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Oh, let your ears be attentive to the voice of my pleading.
Come, Lord, do not delay. Free your people from their sinfulness.
If you, O Lord, should mark our guilt, Lord, who would survive? But with you is found forgiveness, for this we revere you.
Come, Lord, do not delay. Free your people from their sinfulness.
My soul is waiting for the Lord. I count on his word. My soul is longing for the Lord more than watchman for daybreak. Let the watchman count on daybreak and Israel on the Lord.
Come, Lord, do not delay. Free your people from their sinfulness.
Because with the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. Israel, indeed, he will redeem from all its iniquity.
Come, Lord, do not delay. Free your people from their sinfulness.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Listen with compassion to our prayers, Lord. The forgiveness of sins is yours. Do not look on the wrong we have done, but grant us your merciful kindness.
Come, Lord, do not delay. Free your people from their sinfulness.
The fullness of time has come upon us at last. God sends his Son into the world.
The fullness of time has come upon us at last. God sends his Son into the world.
Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not deem equality with God something to be grasped at.
The fullness of time has come upon us at last. God sends his Son into the world.
Rather, he emptied himself and took the form of a slave, being born in the likeness of men.
The fullness of time has come upon us at last. God sends his Son into the world.
He was known to be of human estate, and it was thus that he humbled himself, obediently accepting even death, death on a cross.
The fullness of time has come upon us at last. God sends his Son into the world.
Because of this, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name above every other name, so that at Jesus' name every knee must bend, in the heavens, on the earth, and under the earth, and every tongue proclaim to the glory of God the Father, Jesus Christ is Lord.
The fullness of time has come upon us at last. God sends his Son into the world.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The fullness of time has come upon us at last. God sends his Son into the world.
A reading from the first letter to the Thessalonians. May the God of peace make you perfect in holiness. May he preserve you whole and entire, spirit, soul, and body, irreproachable at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls us is trustworthy, therefore he will do it. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Lord, show us your mercy and love.
Lord, show us your mercy and love.
And grant us your salvation.
Your mercy and love.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
Lord, show us your mercy and love.
O radiant dawn, splendor of eternal light, Sun of justice, come, shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me. And holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones. And has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
O radiant dawn, splendor of eternal light, Sun of justice, come, shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death. Jesus is Lord, born of the Virgin Mary. Let us pray to him with joyful hearts.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Son of God, you will come again as the true messenger of the covenant.
Help the world to recognize and accept you.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Born in your Father's heart, you became man in the womb of the Virgin Mary.
Free us from the tyranny of change and decay.
Come, Lord Jesus.
In your life on earth, you came to die as a man.
Save us from everlasting death.
Come, Lord Jesus.
When you come to judge, show us your loving mercy.
And forgive us our weaknesses.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus, by your death, you have given hope to those who have died.
Be merciful to those for whom we now pray.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Let us again offer our praise to God and pray in the words of Christ.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Pour forth, we beseech you, O Lord, your grace into our hearts, that we, to whom the incarnation of Christ your Son was made known by the message of an angel, may by his passion and cross be brought to the glory of his resurrection, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Amen.